The Hits Radio.
This is the Hits Radio Breakfast. It's Tuesday morning. Nico and Vince are the building.
Yeah.
We've been playing your songs on the radio for quite a while, so obviously, Am I Wrong first?
Yeah.
Oh my God, how good was that song?
Hey.
Thank you. Very good.
Thank you.
That was storming.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Was it kind of weird watching it roll out around the world like that?
It's crazy how a song can just go, man. You know, it just takes off. We didn't even like that much. We thought it was okay in the beginning.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. It was like, and then it grew on us, and then all of a sudden they just spread out, you know? So it's been a great journey.
Wow. I love that. You didn't even think your monster hit song was that good.
No, that's incredible.
I mean, I thought it was okay. I mean, I was like, he's not that special, you know? But, you know, afterwards, I sort of understood. I don't know why, but because maybe it was like a little different when we first made it.
Yeah.
I didn't even see it. We didn't know if it would work on radio.
Yeah. I suppose you go through periods where it's all right, and then, oh my God, yes, I love this, and then you hear it so much, you go, oh, okay, it's all right,
yeah, exactly.
You know, it sort of comes back around.
Exactly, right. Exactly.
And now we've got In Your Arms, and the video for this as well, by the way, absolutely stunning.
Thank you.
Incredible. Have you been getting a lot of love for that? I only watched it today for the first time. Have you been getting a lot of love for the video?
Some people say they cry when they watch it and stuff.
That's exactly, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you did.
Well, we're on the radio. I'll tell you later. But it was super beautiful. And the guy that was, just to explain, so it's like an older guy who is...
Homeless,
yeah. And he's trying to build a time machine.
Exactly.
And through the whole thing, it sort of starts off, you're not quite sure what he's doing. And then it starts to come together and he's working out different mathematical sort of solutions to things.
Right.
And then he's pulling it together physically. And then the whole, it sort of starts to kick up. And then there's a photograph involved. And there's question marks over whether or what exactly he's trying to do and what he's going about and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was reading through the YouTube comments, and the YouTube comments usually... You go on any video on YouTube and it's 99%, it's idiots, isn't it?
Yeah.
Slagging stuff off, right? Almost 100%. This was all just people coming up with different theories and different ideas about what the video was for and what it was about.
That's so cool, man. People have so many different theories. Like, it has kind of an open ending. To me, he's definitely making it back in time. And he goes back to his family, you know.
I was going to say, do you guys know like the definitive answer of what actually happened?
No, we didn't
it's
make
open.
It. Like, yeah, it's open. That's the whole intent we have. You know, we wanted the people to have the same thing. You know, like the theories. It's a funny thing though with our videos, because this so much to the imagination and just to interpretate. So sometimes you read the comments and you'll have some crazy theories. Okay. You know, but it's fun. It's good.
Yeah. But what you've done there is you've managed to bring together the most cynical, abusive, horrible, vile, gutter human beings, and you've brought them together in beautiful harmony to discuss this beautiful video.
Yeah.
So congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's quite an achievement in the world of internet. Well done. So we're going to play this. We're going to play it on the radio, and it in itself, even without the video, is absolutely beautiful. Awesome song.
Thank you.
We're also going to play a quick game with you guys.
Okay.
This is the first time we've ever played this game before, and it's called the Teaspoon of Truth.
Okay.
Teaspoon of Truth.
It's going to act a little bit like Pass the Parcel. I'm going to get involved as well. I can't put you guys up on this sort of awkward position without, you know, bringing myself in.
Of course, I've
got to get involved as well.
All right, cool.
And we'll play it next. But I think either way, I think we're going to learn some very interesting things about you guys this morning.
All perfect.
Right. Okay. Well, with Nico and Vince on the Hits Radio Breakfast after this.
The Hits Radio.
So we're going to play you a new song on the radio pretty soon. The follow-up to Am I Wrong, which is In Your Arms.
Yeah.
And before we do that, we wanted to get to know you properly, because this is the first time that we've met.
Exactly.
And I've been dying to sort of get to know you and find out who these guys are behind these monster hits.
Right.
And so we're going to play a game of the Teaspoon of Truth.
Okay.
Ooh.
And so it's a little bit like pass the Parcel. We'll pass around this teaspoon.
Right.
There'll be some music. Your song will be playing in the background. When your song stops, whoever's holding the teaspoon has to take a question.
Okay.
Okay. So I've got the teaspoon there, just rattling it around. I'll start off with it then. So the musical start, I guess, in a minute. Posh producer Sam over here. Hi, Posh producer Sam.
Hello.
He's going to have control over the music.
All right.
So he'll stop and start it as and when. And I guess we'll just start passing. I'm a bit nervous now. I came up with this game. I really regret it. Okay, so we'll start passing when you start playing the music. Or the music is now playing.
Okay,
go on. Quick. Okay. Oh, God, it's coming right so quick.
And
so fast it so quickly.
Stop.
Oh,
Daryl Daryl's got it. Daryl's got it.
How's the presenter got it? It's not about me. It's about you guys.
I'm passing to you quick.
Okay, gotta start off with you.
Yeah.
If one of these, if these are like horrible questions, we leaving, man.
We out.
We're leaving. This is like on the spot things.
All right. Okay. Let's take this one. It says, "Have you ever been nude in public?" Oh, what a horrible question.
So that's why do I have this question? You going to tell us then, Daryl?
Oh, there was one.
That's why you stopped it at him. He wanted to hit him.
He said it was once.
There was one time.
All right.
When it was a New Year's Eve party. And it was late. It was, you know, probably 2 a.m.
Right.
Well past the midnight hour. And we were playing Truth or Dare, and the dare was to strip naked and run down the street. Was it a friend's house? To run down the street naked. And they locked me out.
Oh no!
With or without your clothes?
Without my clothes.
Nice.
Oh my god!
So nice.
I did the dare, ran down the street, and I was just banging on the door, like trying to cover.
That's mean, man.
Like the neighbours, this sweet old couple came out and were confronted by me on my naked body. Horrible moment.
Nice
anyway,
one.
Thank you very much. Okay, back on with the music. The teaspoon of truth continues. Right, okay, there you go. Okay, passing it around. Stop passing it around so quick.
Vince took it, trying to pass it back to Nico,
but he wouldn't take it. That's the problem.
He took it in the last second. Okay, here we go. I've got a question for you. Let's go. Pick one of those, any one of those out of that pot.
Crazy questions you got going on here. Right.
Okay, read the question out loud.
Have you ever wet the bed? Hell yeah. Have you ever wet the bed? Of course.
You have.
Man, I used to do that until I was like, I bet I was doing it till I was like 10, 11.
Oh, really?
Yeah, also, because I don't know what happened, man. Like, it was embarrassing, I remember.
Oh, man.
That was the worst, man. Waking up, having wet the bed, and
the thing
having
is,
to
like,
tell your mom.
Just the thing that starts off, you know, you're sleeping, you're in a deep dream, and then all of a sudden, you're going in the bathroom. In the dream.
Oh, yeah, in the dream. Yeah,
that's
the worst.
And you just really have to pee.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you pee and it's beautiful.
And then it gets warm. And
it
you're
gets
like,
warm. No.
And then you stop it.
It starts getting a little cold and it's like, no, I wet the bed. No. And you wake up and you're lying in a pool of pee. You got rolled over.
Oh, no way.
Mom, I wet the bed.
Oh, you said it like this.
Yeah,
man, I usually just go to the shower then go to school and not say anything. I would not want to get that whooping. Yeah.
Oh man. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't want to like uncover any sort of like childhood insecurities
right now. You know,
a treasure chest of insecurities and self-analysis.
Let's play the game again.
We're gonna play some songs, then we'll do more. Okay.
All right,
okay. So more with the teaspoon of truth with Nico Vins on the Hits Radio Breakfast.
Right.
After this, the Hits Radio. This is the Hits Radio Breakfast. Nico and Vins are with us. Guys, we are playing the teaspoon of truth.
We are.
We are. So far, we've uncovered some pretty interesting things.
It's been brutal.
It has been pretty brutal. Yeah. Okay, so we're gonna play the music again. Vince, you've got the spoon.
I got the spoon.
The teaspoon of truth. It's a little bit like, just to explain, it's a little bit like Pass the Parcel. When the song stops, whoever's got the teaspoon has to answer a question. Okay, here we go. Ready?
But in this game, there are no winners.
There are no winners. Posh producer Sam, music, please.
There we go.
Okay, here we go.
We're changing up the rotation.
Okay.
Pass it to the left,
Nico, of course.
Okay, here we go.
Man. Okay, give me a question.
I've got a question for you, Nico. There you go, my man.
All right.
Okay.
Let's read this.
So I've not been partial to these questions, so I don't know what they are. So I'm sorry in advance if they're horrible.
Have you ever worn women's clothes?
Wow.
Yes, I have.
You have?
Yeah. But not as in, like, a dress. No, but I have. Because you know what? I'm kind of slim. And my body actually looks good in women's clothes.
It's true.
Yeah. Like sometimes I wear t-shirts and stuff that's women because it fits me well, you know?
Yeah?
Yeah.
So not like
and honestly, when I was younger too, because I was the first child that my mom had, she used to dress me up as a girl.
Oh!
When I was little.
She really wanted to go.
Yeah, and my name is Nikolai, and she called me Nicolene.
Oh! Yeah. She did everything she could to get you to pick up.
It was terrible. Looking back at it.
Okay, let's play one more round of the Teaspoon of Truth. So, Nico, it's on you again.
Okay.
Music, please, Posh Producer Sam.
I'll start throwing it now.
Okay, go.
This way, man.
Daryl's got it again.
Daryl.
That last round was just throwing it.
We just threw it.
We got guests. This wasn't it. We're supposed to be you. Okay, here we go. I'll take this one then.
Nobody wanted that spoon.
No.
Yeah.
What's your biggest turn off? Oh, that's interesting. In like a girl, or in like
yeah.
in that sense, yeah.
Yeah.
I think bad breath, probably.
Yeah.
I think if someone's got bad breath, if a girl has got bad breath, you went on a date with a girl, she had bad breath.
That's terrible.
My girlfriend Hattie eats garlic, a lot of garlic,
right?
But you know, entire cloves of garlic. You know, okay. like the whole thing.
Yeah.
She smells for weeks.
Yeah. That comes out your whole body.
Every pore. You sweat it out. Yeah. You pee it out.
Why'd she eat horrendous. That?
Honestly, I've given her an ultimatum. I said, if you don't stop this, I'm going to have to find somebody else. I cannot deal with this any longer. Because I wake up in the morning and she's like, you know, she's there in my face. Yeah. And it's like breathing all over. It's horrible. I'm like peeling my own eyebrows off. There you go. Okay. Teaspoon of Truth. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you for playing that Teaspoon of Truth.
Yeah, that's a good game. I think it went quite well.
It did.
Should I play your song on the radio right now?
I think so.
Let's do it.
Wicked. All right. Would you like to introduce it for us?
All right. What's up? What's up? This here's Nico and Vince,
and this is. Which song is it?
In Your Arms.
In Your Arms. It's not in my room.
And this is our new song, In Your Arms. Let's go.
Wicked. Nice one, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Cheers. The Hits Radio.